when they could have been spending millions times millions of years in heaven for eternity, enjoying the love of God. But they rejected the love of God for Satan's worldly ways. And then only the wicked will take the mark of the beast. Only the wicked, saith the Lord, those who despise my saving love, those who were given to pride, lust, and greed. They will not escape. They are captured. They have given over. They that hear them are like them, but my people hear my voice and will not participate in any satanic worldly ways. All who have ears to hear are like I am. They're like the Most High in their conduct, in their ways, in their attitude, in their advice, in their suggestions, in their everyday way of life. They promote and live in and enjoy the ways of God. And they don't do crooked things or rejoice in them. Now, verse 14, why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves and let us enter into the defense cities and let us be silent there. For the Lord our God has put us to silence and given us water of gall to drink, because we have sinned against the Lord. We looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, but behold, trouble. The snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of the strong ones, for they are come and have devoured the land and all that is in it, the city and those that dwell therein. When Nebuchadnezzar came, they could hear his horses coming. Verse 17, for behold, I will send serpents and cockatrices among you, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you, saith the Lord. And when I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is fainting me. Behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven image and with strange vanities? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we're not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment has taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? The Lord did great wonders for us, great living truths. He took our sin burden, took it to hell, destroyed it, brought and we raised with him to life. He separated us from the demise of sin. And yet people reject it. This is why people will be left. This is why the tribulation will happen. The world has sown it, and they will reap it. They that are left after the rapture, they chose the world against God. They chose the world over the love of God. What happened in the past is happening again. But the Lord has a remnant. He has a people. He's been saving those that really love him. God always has people that break through the darkness. And I thank God that I'm one of them. I love his ways. I love his word. I love his people. And those who love God sincerely will follow God sincerely. But they that love the world, they have chosen the wickedness of this world as their own. And the Lord told me, the Laodicean church, they are tares. They turn. He said, there's nothing you can do to get them saved. They will not hear you. And he told me this one morning when I first woke up. I just meditated on it. Now read what he said. In the closing, he said, the Laodicean church are tares. The Laodicean church has sown into the tribulation. The tribulation period is used by God to winnow out the wheat from the chaff. The sortation is always happening. God is always sorting out those that love him from those that he's always choosing light and rejecting darkness. That's why he said the sortation is always happening. It's ongoing until unnecessary. Tribulation forces follow the Antichrist through their own worldly compromises. They refuse the love of salvation because their greater love for the world. They refused the love of salvation because of their greater love for the world. They are driven to darkness more and more. So when they start off, they're just greedy for some lust that they're after. But it gets worse. They're driven to darkness more and more. It graduates. They end up being an enemy of God. And won't, to the point they won't hear God anymore. More light always expels worldly darkness. For the lying wonder, it truly is. True light rejectors always harden in iniquity. True light rejectors always harden in iniquity. So that's why people are trapped. Their love for the world is greater than their love for what's right. Lukewarm people share both. They have a love for the ways of God and a greater love for the world, and to the point that they won't repent. Contaminated. Spoiled milk. They're like eating good pecans with terrible pecans. You spit it out of your mouth. When you eat a bitter pecan, that's a terrible taste. It ruins the taste of everything you're eating. And you spit it out. He gave us a visual. He will spit them out. They're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. They're wretched. They're fruitless, miserable. They can't increase. Poor. They don't give. They don't have the love to help others. Spiritually poor, even though they have great possessions. But they're bankrupt spiritually. Blind. They can't see their condition. They cannot see their condition. In their mind, they're righteous. And God is just like them in their mind. But they're already out of the equation. And it's going to be proven when they're thrust down to hell. And they're naked. They have no covenant, no fellowship, no attachment to the Lord anymore. This is the way of those who have selected and rejected the love of salvation and the love of God's word. In their case, God wrote everything and did everything in vain. Even up to the blood of Jesus, they rejected and to live according to this world. Consider these things. The Lord wants people to understand what has happened. How the darkness has covered the world. Even up to the point of the prophet and the priest. Men and women of God. They got into mischief, pride, greediness. To the point that God couldn't use them. He did great works in the past, but now they're wretched. Wretched. I hate this. Wretched. Miserable, poor, blind, and naked. And when the Lord sent people to help them repent, they refused them. And because of their great status in the eyes of men, they wouldn't see the people that God sent. And the Lord is wise, and he loves his people. And he sent people around their defenses. They had defenses because they turned their shoulder, because they turned their heart. And they had a buffer of people to keep people from coming to them, telling them what God wanted them to hear. But God loved them so much, he got people around their buffer. And now there's nothing that can be done for them. Who are they, you ask? I don't know. I'm saying this by the Holy Ghost. God knows every soul. But those that hear the Lord, he used them mightily. those that love him, those that appreciate his word and they do it, they can get around any buffer. And he used us mightily and strategically. But this time he's using many people that love God's word, that know God's word, that apply themselves. And he's going to rapture them. Just like the bones of those of old, the kings, the prophets, the priests that made themselves the people of God. They were dug up and exposed for what they really are, dead men that worship the host of heaven and all kinds of idolatry. They dug them up and laid their bones before the heavens that they used to worship. In the post-rapture world, Ken Peter saw the graves open up and the people. He didn't see the people disappear. He saw the open graves everywhere in the world where there was a real man and woman of God. They were buried. They got up out of their graves and their graves were empty. They came through the earth. Their graves were broken. Wherever they were buried, they got up. While all the supposed Christians remained, those that were still in their graves, they didn't make it. But everybody that got up out of their graves, they were real Christians. And all the real Christians of that day and moment, the quick, they were taken. Just like this, that's how it's going to be. Everybody that was apostate would be known that they were apostate. They followed the crooked serpent because they had a crooked love for his crooked ways. And they rejected the love of God. This thing is done. God subdued the wicked. And those that are wicked will be known for their wickedness, just like those that love God will be known for loving God. Now, I'm out of time. Consider these things. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty to move in and throughout your life. And this broadcast was done because the post-rapture world will want answers. And those that didn't know God can get saved. And you're going to have a hard time if you're here after the rapture. You're going to have to love God and follow him in order to survive. And God always has survivors and remnants of people. They that get saved out in this time of judgment, God is not moving us out of the path of the Antichrist. He put the Antichrist under our foot. He expects us to take our authority over him. He's the church that he's removing. He's removing him out of his way so he can do judgment against the earth. You haven't seen the judgment of God yet. You've seen the birth pangs. You've seen the wrath of men. And you'll see the wrath of the enemy, which it can't happen with those who love God in authority. But when the Lord removes his church, they're going to do what they want to do. But then God is going to judge. He's moving us out of his way so he can judge the earth. And you should have got saved earlier, but you refused to, or nobody told you correctly. But those that get saved now, if you're sincere, you might get killed for what you believe. But stick with the Lord. God always has survivors in every age. And I wish that people would have lived upright so that you could have known God. But those that have ears to hear, in every category, there will be survivors. Be one of them. But follow God at all costs. Don't love your life more than you love God. Serve God unto death. Somebody will say, well, that's easy for you to say. You got raptured. Well, before I got raptured, in all of my life, I've done bold things for God. I love God. I don't care about. I'm not afraid to die, just like I'm not afraid to live. But I decided from the time the Lord called me to the ministry that I'm going to do whatever he say, and I'm going to land where I land. I'm not going to compromise for any reason, for anybody, for no purpose, never to save my life. I'm going to do it God's way until I can't do it anymore. Now I'll close. I think I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord, our faithful Lord and King. Stay in victory. Stay in the love of God. Embrace it. Stay in covenant. Stay in victory.